Sometimes the truth hurts, and sometimes it just saves lives. It's time now for Chew on This, our weekly look at the health and wellness headlines and media propaganda. Here's Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, Ms. Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch series of books, Kim Barnuin.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Now, we've all heard the saying, laughter is the best form of medicine. Well, it turns out that laughter nearly rivals exercise when it comes to health benefits and brain-boosting powers. In fact, researchers at Loma Linda University found laughing increases the immune system and actually increases the number of antibody-producing T cells by 14%. Another study at the University of Maryland found watching a comedy increases circulation about as much as a treadmill session. Now, Kim, all of your books combine weight loss advice with humor. So maybe it's your jokes and not so much your tips on weight loss that's trimming down your reader's belly fat. What's your opinion on laughing?
Oh, I think that's a great idea. And you know what else, too, and this really hits home for me, is laughter can also help relieve depression. It's been known to help people that are suffering from the seasonal affective disorder. And for me, a few years ago, I was really hit hard by the winter. I remember going to a movie theater, watching Something About Mary, and I tell you, my whole being changed because I laughed for an hour and a half straight, nonstop. So there really is something to this. It also helps reduce tension and stress. Right. It increases endorphins, lowers anxiety. So really, laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, and a good belly laugh, they say, burns as much calories as 10 minutes on an exercise bike. So what happens is, you've all had that belly laugh, it exercises the diaphragm, contracts your abdominal muscles, even gives your shoulders a workout. I laughed so hard last week, I was like, I feel like if I laughed one more second, I would be like imploded. It really gives you a workout. So it makes sense. We had a guy named Dr. Paul McGee on the show. He's a humorologist that shared with us benefits of laughter, but he shared lab tests that prove laughter combats disease and, as you said, depression. It really is. It is a powerful being that we kind of overlook. Children don't overlook.
And I'd rather laugh than get on the treadmill sometimes.
That's true. You know, in my office, everyone knows me as the stand-up comedian because I'm so short I'd have to stand up. You wouldn't see me on stage. But I'm known as the only holistic doctor in town that leaves his patients in stitches. And here's why. Laughter releases feel-good endorphins that is similar to the effect of morphine. So when you come to my office, you better expect some jokes on there is all. Do you remember a guy, there's a Dr. Patch Adams. Do you remember him that dressed up like a clown?
Yes, I remember him.
He opened, I think it was called the Gesundheit Institute. But he really saved children's lives and made their illnesses just go away. Because when you laugh, ulcers don't grow. That's scientifically proven. Cancer cells can't grow when you're laughing. I mean, that's pretty powerful.
Love it.
So that's
and
great
there's nothing
stuff.
Like a good belly laugh with friends. You know, when you laugh so hard you cannot even catch your breath. I mean, you think, my God, my stomach hurts. Well, yeah, just like you were saying, this is such good exercise, and it's good for the whole body. So we really should laugh more, because you think of how many times a day children laugh and how many times a day adults laugh, and there's a huge gap in between. So we need to really start upping the jokes in our lives. That would
be such good health
benefits.
And so I think it's fitting to close this topic with a joke. This man goes to see a psychiatrist wearing nothing but saran wrap shorts. That's all he has on. The doctor takes one look at this man and says, "Sir, I can clearly see your nuts." Ba-dum-bum. All right, so in conclusion, if you really want to burn off calories, run on a treadmill and watch Seinfeld episodes. Get the best
of
both worlds.
That's
our next story, yeah, perfect. Our next story comes from the Huffington Post. Vegetarians live almost a decade longer than people eating animal foods. In the largest study on vegetarians and vegans to date, research shows eating animal products reduces your life expectancy the same amount of time as if you smoked cigarettes. Now, Kim, as our resident vegan, I guess this is proof positive that you are going to live to be well over 100. Why do people adopting a plant-based diet live longer?
Well, this is so exciting, because for me, it's getting validation that, you know, there really is something to this, and it's not a trend. It's not just you know, a short-lived fling that people are doing to lose weight, but this is serious business. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in our country. Mm-hmm. And there was a great study about, you know, eating a plant-based diet and reducing your risk of heart disease, but also that amazing doctor, Dr. Dean Ornish, was showing that you can really not only stop heart disease, but you can reverse it with a vegan diet. So it's so amazing. There's so many unbelievable things linked to cancer, heart disease, stroke, that benefit from a vegan diet. So having these studies come out, it just proves that this is a diet that's important to take a look at, it's important to try out, and it's important to incorporate in your life long term, because right. we don't have the same detrimental effects of the diet that, heavy meat eaters and dairy eaters do. So, you know, people should take a look at this and think more seriously about it.
Exactly. What I like is this topic really isn't just backed by common science, but common sense. I mean, cholesterol in meat, it's linked to cardiovascular disease. No ifs, ands, or buts. Casein, the protein in dairy products, has been linked to allergies, ADD, diabetes, even cancer. Plant-based foods aren't linked to sickness or disease. In fact, folks, do a Google search. I challenge you. Type in the dangers of eating broccoli and oranges, and then do a Google on the dangers of eating animal products. See for yourself which one brings up millions of hits. You know, if you look at cultures around the world that have less disease and live longer, their diet is mostly plant-based food. So it's common sense, but I love to see the science meeting it. So that's why I love stories like this, because it shows that if you primarily, and again, some people, Kim, it's not all or nothing. If somebody can do primarily plant-based and maybe just limit their animal, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It's better than,
right.
than not going that way at all, correct?
It is. And I was at this really amazing women's breakfast yesterday, and it was in Southern California, and they were talking about how their life had just changed dramatically from incorporating more fruits and vegetables into their diet, how their children's health changed, their health changed. Someone's uncle was given a few more years to live, and because he had had a heart attack. And he drastically changed his diet, started really focusing on fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And here he was, you know, 30 years later, still kicking it. So it's amazing what a diet can do for your health, for the longevity. And, you know, even if you dabble in it, it's such a powerful tool for health. And you think of, you know, a lot of people don't have health insurance. Well, this is your health insurance here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, incorporating a plant-based diet, that's a good health insurance. And that's just going to the grocery store and buying healthy food.
You know, and you've written diet books that lean people toward a vegan diet. And what's interesting is meat and dairy products don't offer fiber like plant-based foods. So just changing that limiting your meat, because fiber fills you up quicker. So what do? You don't eat as much. And that combats obesity, which, of course, fights what? Cholesterol, cancer, heart disease, you name it. So, you know, you mentioned Dean Ornish. I remember when once he proved vegans have 8 times the cancer-stopping power of meat eaters. Wow.
That's huge. That is huge.
I mean, you can't deny that. And do you remember the study in Finland where they began eating a bunch of animal protein, animal diet, and the mortality rate from heart disease increased tenfold? So the government initiated what was called a Dairies to Berries campaign, encouraging people to eat more plant-based foods. It resulted in an 80% drop in cardiac mortality across the entire country.
That is incredible.
I mean, how could you diet? They eat the stuff, they get sick, they get off the stuff, they get better. Hey, case closed. There's your science.
Right. And the fact that it's proven, too, that you can live longer. You're going to be adding years to your life. And anyone that has, you know, any kind of zest for life, that should perk your ears up and say, well, my diet can do that. So in that study, it was basically almost 10 years that you're adding to your life. So this is a really important study, an important proof that this type of diet is really good for you.
As you said, add years to your life, but also add life to your years. Switch your
That's
diet,
That's exactly
folks.
Right. You have more energy. You're healthy.
Energy.
Perfect.
All right. Another Chew on This segment flown by. If you want to share a podcast of our segments, they're available at toyougoodhealthradio.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman and Kim at Healthy B Daily. Don't go away. More tips on eating better and living longer on To Your Good Health Radio.